Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Iron Brew Podcast. Just Brad Mell and Matt Ellis on this one. So before the big county game at the weekend, we thought we'd get something out, a little bit of a look back at last week, but more of a preview ahead, really. So we were saying, weren't we, Matt, last time that, you know, it's still a big ask, but going into that week, going into the two games, you know, I thought they were both winnable matches. Obviously, Saturday, fantastic result. You know, really great performance as well. And we'll go into that in a bit more detail. Unfortunate on the Tuesday night, I think, as well. Because, yeah, we lost 3-1, but I think it just sort of came away at the end, really. I think we played quite well for large amounts of that. I mean, you watched that one, didn't you? So, won one of them, another 3 points. I think it's still a bit of an ask, but I guess there's a lot more optimism around it. And I think there maybe is a glimmer of hope where perhaps there wasn't this time last week.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think I thought the Solihull result killed us initially. But obviously after the win of the weekend against Willesden, I think that we've got a fighting chance, really. It's still a big ask. But I think, I don't know what it is. I think it's just that kind of resignation to the fact that, you know, I'm going to Notts County, and I don't want to think we're already dead and buried by the time we get there. Do you know what I mean? So, which is obviously going to be a huge game.
But I guess when you look at County, I mean, and we can go into that because, well, we've basically sold out, haven't we? It's like 1,700 odd, isn't it? Which is fantastic support. And I guess just as a sort of side point, it does show that, you know, when football's made affordable, people will go to it because they're doing that £10 thing, aren't they? And actually, just that's come out tonight, actually, our season ticket prices for next year, which is, I think, really good, actually. It's about £280, which is the cheapest it's been for a long time for where I sit in my season ticket. So, yeah, full credit to the chairman and the club and everything for that. I think it's a very affordable price. So, yeah, really good. But I think with the Notts County is that I feel like we've got a lot of momentum at the minute. You know, I think we're off the back. Yeah, the result didn't work Tuesday, but I think there was a lot to take from the performance. I think you look at Saturday as well. That performance, pretty much start to finish, was excellent. And you can just see, how much, you know, they want it. I mean, I guess Will Smith's a good example of this. You know, 3-3, again, fantastic. But I mean, you look at his celebration when he scored that header, you know, at the weekend, and he's with the team, and it's, you know, they want this. They want to stay up. And we've got all those people going to Notts County. You've got Jimmy Dean, who's been given manager of the week. You know, it's everything feels quite good. And I know they're a challenge. You know, they are a challenge. But if we can get anything from that game, then do you know what? I'd back us to stay up. If we can get anything on Saturday, I think we could do it.
Yeah, I think, honestly, I think you're right. I think if we beat Notts County, I think it's incredibly unlikely. But I think if we do, I think there's going to be some serious momentum there. And obviously, we're beating kind of second in the league. They've been top for a long time until obviously Wrexham overtook them recently. But then we come into a period of games we're playing in and around of games that are essentially we have to win. Look, we've got a very sort of favourable sort of final, what, 9 games or whatever it is.
And our home record's good.
Exactly. And so we've got to play these teams in and around us. And obviously we've got the kind of Maidstone United result didn't really help. I think if we're going to fall short, I think that's the result that's going to kill us this season, unfortunately, because they were terrible and we really should have won. It was a really strange game. But I think that, you know, Notts County, it's very unlikely, isn't it? Yeah, you know, we sold over 1,700 tickets. Absolutely insane. There's a chance that it could be a non-league record attendance. I believe the current non-league record is 16.5, and Meadow Lane holds 19. Whether or not we'll get to that, I don't know. But I know kind of earlier this week that Notts County had sold maybe over 13,000, and that was before we took up the rest of our allocation. So it might be quite close. It'd be good to go to a game, you know, with such a great attendance at this level, and it should be a good atmosphere and stuff like that. So looking forward to that one. But look at Notts County at the minute. They've been overtaken by Wrexham. They're 3 points behind. They've got kind of one goal behind on Wrexham's goal difference, and they've played an extra game. So if Wrexham score early on Saturday, Notts County under a lot of pressure because that gap is seriously going to widen. And if we get an early goal as well with a massive crowd, they're going to get very, very nervous, you know. And I think that that needs to be the message to the players, that we put a solid first 20 minutes in, we try and get a goal. We don't concede, easier said than done, obviously, with Langstaff playing. But still, you know, every game this season now for the rest of it, each game is a must win if we want to stay up. So
it is
must win. We've improved so much since we played them at home when they essentially passed us off the pitch. And the team's very, very different. And I think the kind of extension of Will Smith's loan this week is a huge...
Oh, fantastic.
As you said, the guy's been fantastic. Scoring, you know, and keeping it out at the other end. And I think something that we've kind of lacked in a centre-back for a long time, to have kind of effectiveness in both boxes. And it kind of goes back to something that I think I talked about on the last podcast, which is the effectiveness of each team in each box. And forget about the middle of the park, it's what we do in each box. And I think he is a prime example of somebody who does it well in both boxes. So we should really be following his kind of example there. But as I said, you know, we go to Notts County, there's a big crowd, a big following. They are going to be nervous if they don't get an early goal to settle the nerves. They're going to be nervous because they can see Wrexham opening a gap up. And if they lose at the weekend and Wrexham win, it's starting to get away from them.
Yeah.
You know, and they've been top of the league for a long time, and they've been, you know, been really good. They're well deserved to be top of the league. However, once we kind of get to the home stretch, that's all that matters, really. And I can see that really affecting Notts County. So, you know, that's what kind of what we need to take from it. And obviously, our form is better. We look a lot more solid at the back. Another couple of good signings this week, especially the young lad from Derby, which
is Thompson, Liam Thompson,
crazy, signing at this level. But then again, it's two more players into a team that's kind of maybe just starting to gel a little bit. So it's like, how much does he change it?
Well, I think the thing with that is, I mean, if you look at it, I think Saturday, I thought Shields was excellent. I thought he was brilliant. Butterfield, you know, we know what he can do. I thought Pugh and Shrimpton, they've both been playing really well. We've said previously, you know, Whitehouse has been good when he's been on, but, you know, he doesn't seem to be in favour at the minute, or for whatever reason. I guess you've got the fact that Bunker has been called back, and, you know, Fuster's gone as well, hasn't he? So it's, I guess it's, I guess it's sort of man for man is replacing those bodies, because we've got the other one as well, haven't we? From, is it Dagenham, isn't it? Dean Rance, you know, so maybe they're just sort of taking those positions. I don't know. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you do change it that much, because obviously Saturday, you know, it worked, and it wasn't just in spells for me, you know, it was start to finish. And I think we had, you know, really, really good goals as well. You know, I think Wilson's too, I think really nice. Bennett, I guess I've seen some criticism of Bennett as well from the weekend, but I thought he played very well. I know Dean was ringing his praises as well. Nice little sort of layoff for one of the goals. Leek as well, you know, at the back, I think I said on the last one that, I think, was it Altrincham was the last game we talked about? I think I said that was his best game at the time. Again, another good one on Saturday. And that, I mean, that goal, that's... I mean, we've not seen a run like that for ages, have we? That's sort of what we want from some of the defenders, isn't it? I mean, I've been trying to think back to who was the player at left back sort of in the recent teams that maybe would have done something like that. And I think maybe it's what we're going back as far as Townsend before I can think of somebody else, which was what, 2017, was it? 18?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
A long time. So, you know, really, really well done to him. You know, great run and really nice goal. But, you know, like you say, when we've got goals coming from across the pitch, like we have, you know, yeah, Wilson's got a couple there. But, you know, two of our defenders scored at the weekend. You know, the centre-back scored 3-3. When you've got a team that can do that and throw in goals from all over the pitch, that is going to worry a team, isn't it? You know, we're dangerous from set pieces, as I've said before. So, County is going to be tough, but I don't think it's beyond us, you know, because, I mean, like I said, you know, Worldstone, they're up there. You know, they're eighth now, but I think they were seventh when they came to us. They were awful. I mean, like genuinely, possibly the worst team I've seen at Glanford Park. genuinely, like in all the years I've been watching them, well, absolutely
that's the thing,
awful.
That's the thing.
Well, we've said it, haven't we? We've said it. Apart from the top two, and yes, County are in that, it's wide open, really.
Anyone could beat anybody in this league.
Exactly. So, you know, yes, maybe it's naive to think it, but I don't think the County result is sealed. I think there's a lot in our favour at this current time.
Yeah, I think so. And I think a lot of Iron fans be going in there in relative optimism, really. But I think we need to be serious about it. If we want to stay up, we've got to get results. So it's still a hugely difficult task against a very good team with a striker who's just, I mean, an absolute joke, to be honest. He's on 37 goals for the season with what, sort of like 8-9 games left. And obviously, chances are County are going to be in the playoffs. So it's another few games. So the guy can sort of easily break their record, which I think is 40 goals. I believe it's 40 goals, and he's sort of three away from that. Obviously, Mullin's done really well, but Langstaff, just sort of insane, obviously, came from Gateshead, who were playing the league below last season. So he's obviously made a step up to a higher level and just absolutely smashed it. Mm. So it's going to be difficult, again, to kind of contain him. But again, our defence is a lot better than it used to be, especially centrally, with kind of Richard Everson
and Smith
doing really well.
I think across the back now, I think it's fine. I know we've said, you know, league wasn't the same standards as the other three, but I think he's getting better and better. And I think, you know, I said Altrincham was his best game at the time. I think Saturday probably was as good, if not better. You know, so I've got confidence in that back four. You know, definitely. I think Ogle's brilliant as well, as I've said before.
Yeah, Ogle's been absolutely fantastic since Jimmy came in. God knows why, but he has been very, very good. And he's looking like a Football League defender, especially going forward in a minute. It's been excellent. But as you say, we've got a very solid base to kind of build from. And it's just about taking those chances. And I think that's the issue at the minute. It's just putting the ball in the back of the net. We seem to be struggling in a little bit. Obviously, we scored four at the weekend, but forget about that. I think we're still kind of a little bit tentative in front of goal. We need to be a lot more ruthless, looking at Pugh especially. We really, really do need to get that down, because I think that if we do, we've got a chance of getting something, really. And I think that, you know, who have we got after Notts County?
Well, I think just before that, in a second, I think you obviously allude to the Tuesday night game, don't you? You know, because like I say, you played well for a lot of it. If we're more clinical, again, that's another, it's another game we could have had there, really, isn't it?
Well, we should have got a result. I think that quite clearly it was, again, the case of they were more effective in our box than we were in theirs.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that kind of Pugh's through on goal, is it 1-1 at that point? I want to say it is. And if he scores that, like, it's a different game. And he should have scored. It was terrible. Yeah. But we had quite a few chances in that game. So it's frustrating that we didn't take something. But I suppose, again, it's going to kind of Solihull, who were okay, but I didn't think they were that good. However, they're sort of like eighth, ninth, just outside the playoffs. So it's a relatively good team who's been in and around the playoffs for a few seasons in National League. But we should have got something from it. And that's obviously no good saying, oh, we should have done this, we should have done that. We need to do it.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. If we can't do it, we don't deserve to stay up. And on current results and form, we still don't deserve to stay up. So it's like, kind of, will the team sort of gel in time to literally hit all the games that we need to and get something out of them? And that will be the most effective way to do it, obviously, because all the fixtures coming up are kind of for teams in and around us.
Yeah, because, I mean, you can slightly take County out of that, you know, and then, yeah, it's definitely, it's the run that we've got to be hitting, isn't it? I mean, I guess if we focus on us, you know, and we win ours, then the rest of the league, sort of whatever happens, you know. I'm looking at sort of Gateshead, really, and I know we play them, I think we play them on the Friday, don't we? The Easter Friday away. They've still got, you know, three games on us, haven't they? You know, so that does concern me. So maybe you're thinking they get one or two there and they get out of it. So you're actually chasing Dorking rather than Gateshead.
It's going to be, I honestly think it's going to be Dorking and Yeovil, and probably Dorking, because their goal difference is horrendous, just like ours.
Well, Gateshead played Torquay, didn't they, when we played Welston? So, and I think they drew, didn't they? Which actually was actually quite a good result for us, really, because it's kept both of them.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Sort of around us. It's not because Gateshead would have been sort of they'd have gone, wouldn't they? I don't know. I just think there's a lot going for us at the minute, and I still think it's a big task. You know, I do, and I think realistically, you do finish where you deserve to finish at the end of a season. We just sort of got to see if we can carry this sort of bit of form, you know, all the way through. Because like you said, we had Solihull, didn't we? We lost that one. But if we'd have got the result, as we should have, it's three wins, you know? Mm. You know, we won either side of that, didn't we? And so, I mean, yeah, if we can get a point side, it's a big if, but if we can, it'd be huge.
Yeah, I think so. I think that we need to get something, really. Because we could have a thing where, you know, we sort of, we lose, but everybody else wins.
Yeah, there is that,
and it's that gap again that opens up, and we're running out of time.
I suppose, though, in a way, and I don't know if this would be your message or not to the team, but it's like we've used it before, and I know people say it, they say free hit, don't they? But realistically, I don't know many Scunthorpe fans that are genuinely saying, "Yeah, we'll go and win that one." You know,
they're
a quality side. We know that. We've seen them already. We've seen what they're doing in the league. But in a way, that takes the pressure off. Because if we lose, then we've lost. You know, it's what we expected. Okay?
Yeah. I hate the term free hit.
Yeah.
Especially in a fucking football game.
I think they can relax.
Every single game.
I think they can be almost relaxed about it because the pressure should be on County. They have to win that game. You know?
It will be.
They've got to be beating a bottom of the league side.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We're not expected to beat a top of the league side.
No.
That's the difference.
I think so. Yeah, you say that, but the squad's not what it was a few sort of two months ago. You know, it's really looking at this squad, it's not a relegation squad.
No, it's not.
The start of the season,
but in our league position, that is how they're assessing us.
Yeah. You know? Well, I mean, you would think so, but you would also think they would look at the form, you would look at kind of the upturn in performances and things like that and think, actually, we might have a tough game on it. But, you know, they get an early goal, I think it's over, honestly. I think that's
chances are, yes. Yeah, chances are. I'm not getting away from it. It's still a massive challenge, don't get me wrong. You know, I just think we might get something. I do. I can see it.
I can see us winning it, but he's still incredibly unlikely. I just think there's something about it that kind of speaks to maybe there's a serious upset coming.
Yeah, and we're taking that many and all that. But then, I mean, then we go to York. We're looking at the fixtures beyond that. We go to York on the Tuesday, you know, and then it's Torquay and Gateshead. Well, they're huge. You know, they are massive, those two.
We could, if we lose the next two, we could be dead and buried before we even get to Torquay.
Yeah, potentially. Yeah.
Yeah, there's that potential that we lose the next two and Dorking pick up a win, Yeovil pick up a win. We're in a real mess. So we just literally have to go out and try.
It's game by game, isn't it? It's everything could change sort of week to week, you know.
Yeah, but so close.
I guess the thing is, you know, we put in the performance last Saturday. We got a great result, you know, scoring four goals as well at Glanford Park, which is not something we've done, you know, often.
Mm.
That's all encouraging, isn't it? The fact that we have taken points from one of those two games last week has kept us somewhat alive. You know, had we lost both of them, that's it. I think we're gone. You know, I don't think there's any way back looking at what we've got. But the fact that we have got that win and it was, like I've said already, great performance, great goals, everything like that, it has kept us sort of treading water for now. You know, we said, didn't we, if we can get to April and we're still in it, we've got a real chance.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the main thing, really. The fact that we're coming to the point in the season where we've got like what, 8 games left.
Yeah,
and a lot of those games are clubs kind of in and around. And as you said, kind of Gateshead, Torquay. Obviously, we're going to play Dorking. Kind of on the last day of the season.
I mean, York aren't miles away from us, are they? They're only 18.
I think they're too far out, really.
No, yeah, they're too far out to be drawn in, but they're not like playoffs, you know.
No. They're sort of like, you know, not in any kind of sort of low mid table without being in any kind of danger.
Same with Aldershot and Oldham, to be honest. You know,
yeah,
we've got all three of those.
Pretty much where York 18th, Aldershot 17th, Oldham 15th at the minute. So again, all games we can and have to win. It's not like we're playing Wrexham eight times.
I mean, the only other team apart from County that we've got left that are actually looking at this league table now that's actually above Oldham on 15th is Southend.
Southend, yeah,
at 10, and they've lost the last five.
Yeah, and they're,
you know,
miles,
they're a right mess, aren't they? You know, so you know, as we've said it time and time again, if we can get to April, our backers, it's a good run. It's just like as I say, it's Gateshead having those games in hand concerns me slightly. But we're in and around it.
I think Gateshead probably maybe get out of it, but again, they're shit as well. So
yeah, they're no win in four.
Exactly.
So they
could lose the next three.
Yeah. And we're playing,
you know,
them, one
and
of them,
we could,
you know,
win our next two, and we're sort of well past Gateshead. You know, it's still
all changes, so, yeah. But
yeah, I don't know, mate.
No, I know. No, that's it, and that's it. And maybe this episode seems a little bit sort of aimless, but that's sort of how it is. I mean, we're just sort of sat here looking at the sort of league tables, really, aren't we? And you know, eight games left, trying to work out if we can do it or not. I feel a lot better about it than I did the last time we did a podcast, which was probably what, 10 days ago, 2 weeks ago, maybe. You know, I still think it's a lot to do, but I think credit to him, Dean's got this team going well. I think they're playing quite well. We've obviously got some form, you know. There's obviously confidence in the team, which is great to see. Scoring some nice goals from sort of all over the pitch as well. I think sort of off the pitch as well, you know, Hilton, you know, as I say, with these season ticket prices, that's all good. Selling the amount that we have to go to County. I think people still have faith in this team, and I think rightly so. And if we're giving it a go, if we keep giving it a go like we are doing, as we have done this sort of last week, even if we do go down, I think there's some acceptance about that, because we can see we've had a go at it. It's not like we're rolling over like we did last time we got relegated, you know, or the time before. It's a bit different this time, I think.
Yeah, I think to an extent we're going down fighting at the minute. However, we lose the next three, you know, we've capitulated again. But at the minute, it's looking relatively positive given the situation and kind of what's happened in the past, really. But you know, again, it's a huge game against Notts County, because it's not just Notts County. We're not expected to win, but the thing is, it needs to be seen as the opportunity to make a serious statement.
To make a statement, yeah, that's
and
it.
People who see us beating Notts County,
that's it, isn't it? You know,
at Notts County, are going to be like, we're fucked here. You know, this team's been built, and now it's starting to find a little bit of form.
And given the standard of teams we've seen come to Glanford Park, I mean, even just at the weekend, you know, teams that are meant to be playoff standard, if we can do that to them, score four past them, make them look terrible, what can we do to the teams that are down with us?
Exactly. And it's about doing it. That's the thing.
We've got to do it.
I'm still not convinced that the losing mentality is completely gone. And I think it's going to take a little longer to root out. However, we've seen a lot of improvements. And
the calibre of signings, as we've mentioned, that are coming in, you know,
yeah, absolutely,
and extending Smith's deal, you know, all of that is brilliant, and that's going to help the sort of mentality as well, isn't it?
Yeah, there's been a lot of talk about the new lad. Is it Thompson?
Thompson, from Derby, yeah.
And I think he's like kind of perhaps on the same level of Apter.
Okay. Yeah.
And I think we might get a similar quality of player there, so I would expect him to probably go into the starting 11. And again, there's quite a lot of noise on Twitter today, if not from just Derby fans, kind of observing the fact that we've managed to loan this guy. And obviously, he was playing
the championship,
last
aren't they?
Season,
yeah, championship.
Derby, and he's played in League One this season for Derby, so it's, you know, pretty serious.
Should be all right in National League. Yeah,
it's a serious signing for the club. Obviously, there's been some work and some convincing done to get into play here, so I can imagine he'll probably start at the weekend.
I mean, whoever's done that, you know, whether it's scouts or, you know, hire or whatever. But again, fantastic.
Yeah, I think so. And I think the only thing we've really missed so far is that kind of striker signing.
Yeah.
Everything else has hit the mark. Keeper to a
No,
certain
no,
extent.
I'll go with it. I think he's more solid than we've had in the
I
last couple
like
of
it.
years.
Yeah, I think that
There's mistakes there, but you're gonna like I say, realistically, we are, at the looking at going down to like National League North. You're not going to attract the best of the best, are you?
No, it's the presence that does it for me. That Foster lacks. Well, obviously, he's not going to have it. He's only a young kid. That Watson certainly lacked because he was shit. And finally, we've got an experienced keeper with serious presence. And I think that's really helping the defense. Just to know that there's a big guy behind you who can come for crosses and confidently take the ball. As you said, there's been some mistakes. However, he's not played a huge amount of football before we signed him. So
No. But
he's
yeah.
here next season as well. We signed him on 18
Yes.
months. So that's
And as you say, you look at the team, him there, back four, very good. I'd say as a four now, I would say it's as good as we've had for years, individually and together. There's creativity now in that midfield. As I say, Shields was brilliant. Butterfield, we know what he can do. And the others as well, they're all chipping in. Yes, we've got some great goals from Wilson. I think he's, showing again and again sort of why he's kept that place. And, because he could have easily fallen away when Dean came in, but he
He
hasn't.
was
He's
terrible
worked.
against Wrexham, though. I will say that.
Yeah,
But
no,
he's
fair
been
enough,
really
fair
good
enough. But
since.
you're gonna have games like that. You can't be top of the game every time,
But anyway,
So
what
yeah,
I'm.
I can. So where I am is what I can see is yes, we've not necessarily had that out and out striker that every team is looking for, but when we're getting goals from across the pitch, as we are doing, it's not the worst thing.
That helps, and I think that obviously we've obviously McDonagh came in and left,
And left,
Elliot's come in and he's not scored and he's not really done it. He will do it. I think he
Yeah,
will
I
do it.
think so.
It's not working at the minute for whatever reason, but I think that out of all the signings, I think that's where we've potentially missed a little bit, and I think that's what we really needed. I know it's not easy to get, however, because of the caliber of signings to compare the strikers to, it's something we've not quite managed
It's
to pull
not,
off, and I
yeah.
think that might perhaps haunt us because that's the kind of player that probably would have won us the game against Solihull,
Solihull,
that would
yeah.
have won us the game against Maidstone,
Just that sort of edge,
and
yeah.
that would have done it. And we would now kind of be on parity with the teams outside. So, it is sort of what it is really. But again, we kind of go into the Notts County game with relative optimism, and it's nice, just nice to go to an away game with a really big following.
Yeah, definitely. I'm really annoyed that I'm at work actually, because I'd have loved to have gone to that. You're going, aren't you? And Matt's
Yeah,
going.
I'm
I'm going
definitely
to watch
going.
it though, because it's international weekend. You can watch it on the stream.
Okay,
So
that's good.
we'll watch it. But yeah, it will be a good one. It will. It's a shame I'm missing it really. But yeah, I think that's probably about it for now. I think. Is there anything else you want to add in for this one?
Not really. I
No.
would say that I think that if we do it,
Yeah.
and if we do stay up, then I think that Jimmy's coming in, he's done a hell of a job. Like, he's done something that no other manager has been able to do in the past 5 years. He's come in and get a team that's Gunthorpe United playing. I realise these are under different circumstances. However, as I said, I still think that kind of losing mentality is still there to a certain extent, and that's something that needs to be stamped out. But if he can do it, and if we do get a result against County and then win the games in and around us against teams in and around us and stay up, I think it's nothing short of a miracle, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. I think we can do it, and I didn't think we could a few weeks ago. But
There's,
it's on such a knife edge. Again, if we lose at the
yeah,
weekend and teams around us win, we're
it
sort
all
of
changes,
in.
doesn't it? Yeah,
Yeah, so it's always on the knife edge. And I suppose there's nothing you can do with football is, isn't it? So
it
we'll
is.
just have to see.
Well, yeah, but I guess the thing is, we are still in it, we're not cut adrift yet, and yeah, it's going to make for quite an exciting end to the season, I think. So, game by game, we'll be back. Definitely do one at the weekend after County. So thank you for listening to this. If you're going to County, enjoy it. I'm sure you will. And we'll see you on the next one.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.